Welcome, my friends. What a day already. I mean, it is almost unbelievable the number of news stories that are significant stories that we could discuss today. I don't know whether we will get to all of them. 800-848-WABC is the number to reach us on this edition of Bo Snerdly's Rush Hour. 800-848-WABC. One of the first stories I saw when I set eyes upon the news this morning was, of course, what happened in Baltimore. Rarely do you see a major piece of infrastructure, a bridge like the Francis Scott Key Bridge, completely collapse in seconds, like it was a toy, a Rector set or something that just, but it did. And it was called a mass casualty event. Thankfully, workers that were alerted to the fact that that there was a mayday aboard the cargo ship stopped traffic, were able to stop some traffic from entering that bridge. Six people went down into the 47-degree water, and two people were saved, and they kept calling it a search and rescue operation. It was a recovery operation because those are the upper limits of you can't survive long in 47-degree water if these people didn't perish already. There are many stories surrounding it. The president of the United States, Joe Biden, on the way to North Carolina to try to trick voters there into voting for him, says that the federal government wants to pick up the tab to rebuild the bridge. The Danish shipping company that runs the cargo ship, and I think they had subleased it out to someone else. I'm not quite sure of that, but their stock has taken a hit. And it's just one of those stories, and the video, again, is something that's just jarring. New Yorkers are in mourning over one. You heard Mayor Rudy talk about this and the gravity of it all. And Mayor Rudy, of course, suggested that people turn to tunnel the towers, and I echo that, because we've had a loss of life that's just horrific. In Queens, the shooting of New York police officer Jonathan Dillon making a routine traffic stop, a vehicle that was parked or standing in a bus stop, and the shooter, of course, has a long criminal history. Vicky Palladino, who is described as the New York Daily News as a hard right Republican, blamed criminal justice reform for the cop's death and says the Daily News, despite no evidence to suggest this, has blamed Democrats for Dillon's death in a post on X. She wrote, Vicky Palladino, let's be crystal clear, every Democrat who voted for or supports criminal justice reform has police officer Jonathan Dillon's blood on their hands, the Trump-supporting Northern Queens councilwoman wrote. So the Daily News says there's no evidence that the lax policies concerning criminals had anything to do with it. Mayor Adams said that this convict's relapse into additional criminal, listen, they said, no, the fact that he is lax on crime policies had no evidence that it had anything to do with it. And then in their own story, the Daily News reports Rivera, that is the alleged shooter here, has a long rap sheet. He's been arrested 21 times, including 9 felonies, according to police, and previously served 5 years behind bars for the criminal sale of a controlled substance, city records show. no evidence that Lack's criminal policies had anything to do with it, they say in attacking Vicky Palladino. Then they go on to report he has a long rap sheet. 21 times this man has been arrested, yet he's out on the streets so that he can shoot to death a police officer who, by the way, leaves behind a young wife and a one-year-old baby son. April 2023, Mayor Adams said, less than a year. He had a gun charge, but he's back on the street. And the Daily News has the audacity to come after Vicky Palladino for saying that the Democrats' lax crime policies have nothing to do with it. 9 felonies. 5 years for sale of a controlled for drugs. And he's got a gun. Long rap sheet. But oh, no, no. Our lax crime policies had nothing to do with it. They have everything to do with it. And you want more lax crime policies on the same day. On the same day that this brave police officer gets killed, murdered, serving the people of New York. New York City subway violence sees 3 stabbings in one day, in addition to the man that got fatally pushed into a subway train, a 45-year-old man. Criminals are continuing to unleash bloodshed on innocent New York City subway riders going about their daily lives, with violent transit crime becoming almost a daily occurrence. On Monday, that would be yesterday, this is within an hour of the killing of a New York City police officer. A deranged criminal with a long rap sheet shoved a 54-year-old man onto the tracks in Harlem. And that came on a day when 3 stabbings took place in and around the Big Apple subway system. On the same day, the city announced it was deploying 800 more police to patrol its crime-ridden subway system, even after around 750 National Guard troops were deployed. But oh no, to the Daily News, these criminals with lengthy rap sheets that are back on the street. Oh, no, no. Lax policies have, there's no evidence that lax policies put in place by Democrats have anything to do with these crimes. No evidence. New York Times ran a story. So bad even crime makes the New York Times. It's not political crime or persecutions from the Democrat justice system. Mayor Adams grapples with 2 shocking acts of violence. The killing of a police officer and the fatal push on the subway underscore the challenges that Mr. Adams faces? How about the people of New York, New York Times? How about the average New Yorker? They face this. Mayor Adams has protection around him until Joe Biden's feds want to rough him up a little bit and get his iPad and stuff, but he has protection. The people of New York are the ones that are facing this. Another story, Daily Mail. Subway pusher accused of shoving victim to his death is a 24-year-old with a history of mental illness and arrest beginning when he was just 16. So here we go again. Multiple arrests, but yet not behind bars walking the streets. But no, no, no. According to the great journalist at the Daily News, there's no evidence to suggest that lax crime policies have anything to do with it. Of course not. We must protect Democrats and the evil that they are inflicting on society at all costs and reelect them so that they can inflict even more evil upon good people. There's no evidence to suggest that criminals roaming the streets have anything to do with crime. No. Whatever would make you think that? It's not just New York. This is what they are turning America into. Another story from Fox News today. Illinois board member resigns after parolee kills boy, injures pregnant ex-girlfriend in an attack. One day after being released on parole. A member of the Illinois Prisoner Review Board who signed off on the release of a man with a long criminal record. Here we go again with a long criminal record, a lengthy rap sheet. A member of the Illinois Prisoner Review Board who signed off on the release of a man with a long criminal record for domestic violence. Now, see, this is supposed to be up there on the Democrat list of no-nos, domestic violence, but still... out on, no, let's parole him. Let's let him out early. He killed an 11-year-old boy and injured his pregnant ex-girlfriend one day after they let him out of jail. One of the members who let him out of this parole board had at least the decency to resign. ...37-year-old, serving a 16-year sentence for home invasion and aggravated assault when he was paroled early. Democrats let him out of jail, and what does he do? A day later, he kills an 11-year-old boy and is pregnant, and he goes after and injures his pregnant ex-girlfriend. Okay? More, ladies and gentlemen, from your Democrat Party that you keep voting for. Because according to the Daily News, there's no evidence to suggest that that hard right winger that likes Trump, Vicky Paladino, hard right wing council member, could possibly be right. She says with no evidence that lax crime policies, letting criminals on the streets, is partially responsible for this, is responsible for this crime wave. No evidence. Yeah, here's another one. Put this one in the same lineup. An illegal immigrant from Mexico has been accused of killing a 25-year-old Michigan woman in a drunken carjacking attempt. He's 25 years old, walked through, like so many other illegal immigrants. Oh, got a story about that. Yesterday, I printed this story after the show. When I read it, I was outraged. The news of the day had overtaken it. Mexican president says the flow of migrants will continue unless the United States meets his demands. This is this off-the-charts liberal president there, Obrador. He warned, he did an interview with 60 Minutes. In January... wasn't reported much. He issued a set of demands. What we have to do in order to stop this. We have to give Latin American countries $20 billion in aid. And we have to give amnesty to people that are here who broke the law. So he's telling us how to run our country. We need to forgive all the lawbreakers. Give them amnesty. And then send $20 billion a year. And that'll do it. That'll help stop it. And what happens if we don't? He says, well, you don't do it. We're going to keep sending those illegal immigrants to your country. Tell me that's not blackmail. That's not extortion. It's outright extortion. And we go along with it. Today, New York City began giving illegal immigrants prepaid debit cards, part of a $53 million $53 million giveaway. Here's your debit card. Welcome to our country. You're illegal, but that's okay. We're Democrats. We love criminals. We love criminal behavior. 1969. Marvin Gaye, number one on the charts with this one. The song was first recorded by the Miracles. Didn't go anywhere. But Gladys Knight had a million seller with it. Then Marvin came and busted it out. busted it out. 800-848-9222 is the number to reach us. Los Angeles Rush Hour.
The Rush Hour is on the air. Attention Ditto Heads. Attention Bo Scouts.
Rush.
On the Red Apple Podcast Network.
That sounds like Bastion. Why, it is Bastion. Diego, why are we playing Bastion?
We're playing Bastion because today is the birthday of Fran Sheehan, bassist with Boston, who had the hits More Than a Feeling, Amanda, and this one, Don't Look Back. This one also happens to be my favorite Boston record. So happy birthday to Fran Sheehan.
Cool. You know, this is also, let me see, I know I read this somewhere. P. Diddy. I will tell you this, the news with P. Diddy and this raid on the Left Coast estate and the Miami estate. There is more printed news about P. Diddy today than there is about any other figure. Half man, half drugs, ask the clubs, bad boy. And on this day in 2008, Diddy got an apology from the Los Angeles Times. They reported that he was involved in the shooting of One Pack. Well, Two Pack. Well, he was One Pack after they shot the other pack off. One Pack Shakur. They said that their claims were based on FBI records, witness accounts, and unnamed sources. The newspaper apparently had been conned by a prisoner who doctored the document. So they apologized to P. Diddy. I don't know who's going to be issuing apologies now. Diddy was stopped at Miami Airport down there after the feds raided his home. And I'm not going to go through the stories. They're too lengthy. But here are some of the headlines. Breaking news, Diddy's sons Justin and King Combs are spotted for the first time since being put in handcuffs during sex trafficking probe at rapper father's L.A. mansion. The other headline, Diddy is stopped at Miami airport just hours after feds raided his L.A. and Miami mansions amid sex trafficking probe as neighbors reveal how SUVs packed with girls in bikinis arrive at the rapper's pad for wild after parties. Is that a crime? Girls in bikinis? Okay, another story. Diddy's drug mule arrested at Miami airport at same time rapper's sons were put in cuffs. They've been released, by the way. They were just put in cuffs while the massive, it looked like an army of DOJ people, Homeland Security people were raiding. They were put in cuffs, but they've been released. Okay, another story. John Diddy Combs' accuser adds Cuba Gooding Jr. to sexual assault lawsuit. Now, I read some of that story, and one of them had a really the young man in the story that I read claims that it's too disgusting that he was being fondled and that someone kept touching his rhymes with the planet Uranus. Yeah. So that's your Diddy drop. I'm not going to get into details. Poor Diddy. He's got a lot of parents. And no one knows where. I heard all kind of rumors. Oh, he's in Africa. Oh, no, he's in Antigua. He stopped tracking his plane. No one knows where Diddy is. His plane was in Antigua, but it was empty. Diddy's on the lam. Oh, man. MTA finalizes their plans for congestion pricing. What you need to know. How much will it cost to drive a car into the congestion zone? Under the plan, before the MTA's board, It's old Midtown Manhattan, Lower Manhattan, $15. Drivers entering through an already tolled crossing, the Holland, the Lincoln, Brooklyn Battery, or Queens Midtown Tunnels, will get a $5 discount. They just have to pay another $10. All drivers get a 75% discount between 9 p.m. and 5 a.m., but they still have to pay more money. Will motorists be charged every time they drive into the congestion zone? For most drivers, no. Under the plan, most motorists would be charged only once a day for entering the congestion zone. Cars, small vans, how are they going to do this? These people can't even keep criminals in jail. They can't even keep track of they can't even disperse money to illegals properly. There was a big scandal about that. But they're going to do this complicated thing? I bet. Oh, but there are a whole bunch of exemptions. City vehicles can congest all they want to. Yeah, most of the fleet of New York's massive fleet, don't worry about it. They're gonna do this by cameras, I guess, and license plate readers. Or your Easy Pass transponder. What if I'm driving through a zone to get somewhere else? Well, the FDR Drive, the Battery Park Underpass, West Side Highway, all that, not in the mix. So you'll be okay if you're passing on the outskirts of town. And then there's this piece of news. Eight states are planning to ban the sale of gas-powered cars entirely after Joe Biden unveiled his ambitious plan to phase them out by 2032. Robert Kennedy picked a running mate today. Ha-ha, I know you couldn't wait for that. Nicole Shanahan. She was previously married to Google co-founder Sergey Brin. She heavily supported Pete Buttigieg and President Biden. She also funded this horrible DA out there in L.A., George Gasson. She runs a foundation focused on reproductive rights, criminal justice, and the environment. Wealthy lawyer woman. That's Robert F. Kennedy's running mate. The Democrats have already said that they are going to launch an all-out assault on any third-party candidate. It's kind of like, let's do... They're announcing their plans at voter suppression. They don't want you to be able to vote for the... You people that like RFK, no, they want to suppress your vote. And they are brazenly saying that they're going to do it and put money behind knocking RFK out of as many ballots as he can, locations where he can't get on the ballot, so you won't have a chance to vote for him. Those are your Democrat Party. Those are the people that tell you democracy dies in darkness. No, democracy dies at the DNC. This has to be ELO, right? You know it. It's got to be ELO. Birthday today for Richard Tandy. Born in 1948 with Electric Light Orchestra. It's Bo Snerdly's Rush Hour here on WABC 800-848-9222. We haven't even gotten to the Trump gag order. And Donald Trump's True Social, after the merger started trading today, they had to stop the trading. So many people jumped in. It was amazing. All that and more. Both Snerdly's Rush Hour and your calls. Keep it right here. What a
terrible thing to lose. Rush. It's the Rush Hour with Bo Snerdly on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
WABC Talk Radio 77 in New York. Ohio players, bring us back. There's a reason I requested this one from the mighty music master Diego. NBC News has decided Rona's got to go. That is being reported from Fox, from the Daily Mail, and other sources. Rachel Maddow, Joy Reid, Chuck Todd, F. Chuck Todd, as Rush used to call him, Jen Psaki. They had an open revolt over there at NBC at her hiring. So before she even gets going, she had one appearance on Meet the Depressed with Kristen Walker. And Walker gave a disclaimer. Hey, I'm not involved with hiring this broad. I didn't hire this broad. She's here on her because the bosses. And then F. Chuck Todd gets on the bosses at NBC. Owe Kristen Walker an apology for putting this broad on. Jen Psaki. Oh, it's about the truth. It's about the truth. Remember, this was the lady Jen Psaki who helped promote while she was with Biden that Russian hoax. And all of a sudden, it's about the truth, whether you should get on PMSNBC or NBC. Really, Jen Psaki? If it was about the truth, you wouldn't have a job. So, Rona McPhail has a new name. Rona McFired. Now, supposedly they haven't yet told her she's gone. I guess she's reading it like that's the way to do it. Hey, I read in the paper that I've been fired. Jen Psaki lashed out at the right-wing ecosystem. She says, comparing her and NBC colleague Rona McDaniel, this is about truth versus lies. This woman sat up and told and spun everything the Biden administration, truth. Jen Psaki, all of a sudden, is an arbiter of truth? No. Please. Poor Rona. She's just a woman without a home. A lot of people in the Republicans don't like her. And then old friends. Look, she's responsible. I remember a tweet that I saw. I'm sorry, an X. A post on X that I saw. It was first announced. They said, well, good. They should hire her. She did more to get Democrat votes than almost anybody else. But she goes over there and they McFire her. It's a shame. These people are so intolerant. No other views but their own are permitted. Democracy dies at PMSNBC, too. Not just the Democrat National Committee. Time to head to the telephones. We're going to start in Brooklyn with Richie. Richie, how are you this afternoon?
How you doing, Bo?
I'm good. What's on your mind, Richie?
How you doing? I'm a retired transit police officer and just National Guard. In the subway. What you really need is you need about 75 anti-crime cops with stop, question, and frisk, and bring back the arrest sweeps at the turnstiles. And if you bring all of that back, you'll bring crime down in about 30 days in the subway.
What are the explain to those of us who don't know the lingo, what are the arrest sweeps?
Arrest sweeps are was when we would go down to the turnstiles undercover. And people who beat the fare, we would search them. If they didn't have a warrant, give them a subway ticket. If they had a warrant, they were arrested. So it was like a fishing exit, like catching people in the net. But the Democrats, they don't like that. And I'll give you one other thing for your listeners out there. We had the greatest decoy cops that I've ever seen. Now, I wasn't one of them. But they would go down and they would act like a drunk. They would put gold chains on and people would rob them. But isn't it better to rob a transit cop working undercover than rob the people of New York?
Amen. And you guys were doing great work. You were protecting the public. Okay. And I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. You have even major newspapers in New York, like the Daily News. Oh, there's no evidence this right-wing Trumper was right when she said lax policies. There's no evidence when she blamed lax crime. And these people, the common denominator, besides mental illness, and that 24-year-old who pushed that man to his death up in Harlem yesterday has a track record of mental illness, but he also has a lengthy criminal history. And then you have this cop killer, this murderer of a police officer, who 9 felonies, drug cases, a year for gun charges. Now, New York's supposed to be, we're tough on guns. He had gun. He's out on the street with another gun and murders a police officer. And you have a major New York paper claiming that lax crime policies have nothing to do with it. At some point, the absurdity is just beyond comprehension.
And said one thing, Bo, we had good leadership, Rudy Giuliani and Bill Bratton, and they knew what to do.
And guys like you knew what to do, and you were in the front lines, and we thank you for your service to New York, and I hope that somebody out there in a position of power is listening to every word you say. Bring back the sweeps, bring back this idea that we can actually take charge, find the criminals, get them out of the system, lock them up. Thank you, Richie. I appreciate it. Let's go to. Thank you. Jacqueline in Brooklyn, New York. How are you, Jacqueline?
Good afternoon, James. I'm doing okay. I hope you are as well. I have to say, your last caller, the retired MTA police officer, Richie, the only thing I can add to what he has already said and what you have already said is the DAs. We need to get rid of these crazy DAs as well as the judges who are setting these criminals free. And the other thing that I would like to add is regarding the guns, because you're always going to have these people that are going to say, see, we have to get the guns off the streets. But like Richie was saying, it's how you get the guns off the streets. The things that the police were doing years ago, they took a lot of these illegal firearms off the streets. If they have more gun control and they want to stop the legal gun owner from having a firearm, I assure you that is never going to stop the criminal from getting their hands on a weapon, even if they make guns illegal for
this
every human being on the planet to own.
This guy that murdered the police officer had been arrested on gun charges. A year later, he's back on the street with, guess what, another gun, and he murders a police officer. They are not serious when they talk about getting guns off the street. They're not serious when they talk about the tough. It is already illegal for this felon to have a gun. He was already in jail, but they let him out. This is insanity. What these people are doing to this country is insanity. Jacqueline, thank you. Love you, darling. Viviana in Brooklyn, you're up next.
Bo, I'm telling you, you have to be one of the leaders of the revolution. We New Yorkers are getting punked by these lawmakers. We have never, ever had this type of lawlessness. The heads, the deaths of these people, the cops, the people that are getting killed in the subway, it's on Hochul, it's on the assembly. And even though we can't do a clean sweep right away, but we can target each and every one of them and get them out of office. And I have a message for Mayor Adams. Stop going to Mexico or the border and inviting more people that we cannot handle. And Stuart Cousins, if you want to represent the illegals, then you need to get a new job, because the city council has to be accountable to us. And it's time that you wake up and smell the coffee. If not, you need to resign.
Amen. Thank you. Ryan Lang is sitting in for Lou Dobbs today. We're going to check in. More of your calls on the way back. Do not to go away.
James Golden, known popularly as Bo Snerdly.
This is the Rush Hour with Bo Snerdly.
Rush.
1977, Hall & Oates at number one for 3 weeks with this one. You know, Hall & Oates are the third best music duo of all time. The best selling. Over 40 million records. Okay, also, 1950 on this day. Ah, baby. Come here. Close the door, darling. No, I'm not Diddy. No. Diddy, leave the door open. For me, close the door. Teddy Pendergrass is born this day, 1950.
Close the door.
What a voice.
Let me give you what you've been waiting for.
Yeah. And 1944. Diana Ross is born. Supremes. To this day, the Supremes are the United States' most successful vocal group, period. And then, of course, Diana went out on her own.
James Golden, a.k.a. Bo Snerdly, presents Rapid Phones.
Okay, and so here... Yeah.
I'm sorry. I got to interrupt.
What's up?
Where are all these ASS stories are coming from? Because we had a huge one on Saturday, and then we have two more today.
That story on Saturday was about men putting things up their bottoms, their bum. And I just report the news. And I just reported this one today. I have the story. The story is from the Daily Mail UK. It talks about all the legal battles that Diddy is facing. The rapper and music mogul fighting various legal battles, including one against an unnamed woman who claimed he and two friends sexually assaulted her when she was 17. Then they go to another accuser who says that he slipped something into her drink, sexually assaulted her in 1991 when she was a student at Syracuse University. He allegedly, she says, filmed the attack and shared the video. Another, Jane Doe, says that she and a friend were raped by Diddy and his friend, singer-songwriter Aaron Hall, in the 1990s. And then it says this, and this is how it closes the story. Record producer Rodney Little Rod Jones filed a bombshell lawsuit against Diddy, claiming Combs subjected him to a year of groping and constant unsolicited touching of his anus. That's what the story says. I don't make this stuff up. I just report what's in the news. Let's go to Tony in New Jersey. You're up next. Rapid phone.
How you doing, Bo? Listen, I just want to make this real quick. Listen, during Fast and Furious, Obama and Rahm Emanuel allowed thousands of guns to cross from America into Mexico. All those numbers, all the serial numbers had to be recorded. Who's checking to see if those guns are coming back into the United States?
Nobody.
Like to know.
Nobody. And when Republicans started asking questions about that Fast and Furious program, they clammed up. And we never got any answers on it. Why they were doing... And they were working with the ATF back then to do it. Absolutely right. Bernie in Staten Island, you are up next. What's on your mind, Bernie?
Thank you very much. If we had tortured this fellow Rivera the way the Russians do, he wouldn't have been around yesterday to kill the white officer.
I don't support torture of American prisoners. It's not what we do. We should keep them in jail. And for cop killers, how about this? Where's old Sparky? Where is old Sparky? Or that pesky little needle? These guys should not ever come out of jail. Sandra, in New Jersey, you are up next.
Oh, hi, James. You know, I responded to an article about Officer Dill this morning on the New York Post. I wrote, you know, my condolences, and he was a great hero. And his brother-in-law is devastated that he's going to, you know, lose his brother-in-law, and he'll take care of his son for the rest of his life. But I also wrote that I advocate the death penalty, and I also wrote that in the Netflix movie he says a man is hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
Yep. And on that, Sandra, we have to go. Time's up for us for today. May God bless and protect each and every single one of you, your family, your loved ones. Love and gratitude for your being here with me and allowing me to be with you. God willing, back tomorrow for Wednesday's Boston Early's Rush Hour. Till then, my friends, bye.